Don't forget, Saturday, as we said, 4 o'clock kickoff here in town, a game you can hear on the Fan, starting with the Yellow Jacket countdown to kickoff at 2 o'clock. It's the Jackets and the aforementioned Tar Heels of North Carolina. The voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra, joins us now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Andy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Let's talk about what's going on. First of all, looking back to Temple, I guess you kind of have to try to find the silver lining. They move the ball a little bit, but things just seem to go wrong once you got deep into Temple territory.
Yeah, you know, they had five drives inside the Temple 35. So you look at the score and you think Georgia Tech was anemic and toothless and whatever other word you want to describe it. That wasn't the case. They were able to move the football, I think, better than they did versus the Citadel. But that next step is completing those drives, and certainly that's one of their priorities heading into Saturday's game with North Carolina.
Andy Demetra, voice of the Jackets, with us, and we talk about the offense. Is it going to be more so than ever now the James Graham show? Will he get the chance now to show his wares at the quarterback position?
He certainly showed his upside in the second half against Temple. He does not spin the ball like you would expect of a former option quarterback. His ability to get outside the pocket and throw some seeds when he's on the run, when he's off balance. I know when you say somebody had an impressive incompletion, it's kind of like saying someone's the nicest person in prison. Doesn't mean much, but James had some throws that really made you turn your head on Saturday versus Temple. He's also a guy that's not afraid of standing in the pocket. He waits for his routes to develop, and I think that patience, even though that pocket might be collapsing around him, could be an asset for him moving forward. Dave Patino talked about him in his progression this week, and every week he's getting better and more shrewd at analyzing the throws he should have made, what protections he should have had for a particular play, and as that continues to grow, I think you'll see a better and more weaponized James Graham. Let's not forget about Tobias Oliver, too. He's a guy who still has been on the field for 5 of 7 touchdown drives for the Yellow Jackets. And Lucas Johnson is getting back healthy as well. So I think even though James showed a lot of tools in that second half, I would still expect that you'd see both him, Oliver, and Johnson in some combination moving forward.
Yeah, I'm not asking for the T-shirt version of this, but I think I asked you last week, what's the messaging? You know, what's Coach Collins trying to actually, behind the scenes, trying to relay to these kids?
The one phrase you hear him say often, Chris, is that greatness is a process. And he said this, and I thought it was very poignant on our radio show Monday. The truest predictor of success is when you can move from setback to setback with zero loss and enthusiasm. And yeah, it's tough when you're not seeing the results on the scoreboard. And I get that. As a fan, you never want to see your team lose. Heck, the more your team wins, the better you sound as a broadcaster. So I can relate. But the one thing that they have been very vigilant about with this team is making sure that their resolve doesn't wane because they're in the middle of a very long-term process. And they measure their progress week by week in ways that you might not always see on a macro level. And they're making progress. They are making strides. It hasn't manifested itself yet, particularly in some of their offensive numbers. But they're able to impart to their guys, we're getting close. We're close to breaking these plays for big yards. You just have to stay committed to it. And I think he's done a good job staying consistent with that messaging. And we'll see if they can have a breakthrough against North Carolina on Saturday.
We say it all the time. Coaching is more psychological than anything. Who needs a kick in the ass? Who needs a pat on the back? Now, if we can't go with the fellas, we're close. We're going to prove it. Here's what I would go with. Power of the minute. You want to show on film whether you're supposed to be here and you're actually doing your job when things aren't going well. This staff will control minutes, unlike a lot of other staffs in the country, because there's so many jobs open. And by the way, a lot of them are going to be open at the end of the year, too.
Yeah, and Jeff is very evangelical about that. Forget about this year in particular. He believes in giving everybody an opportunity. You hear him say this often as well. He runs an entitlement-free program, and so you have an opportunity each week to get above the line on his chart. If you're above the line, you're going to play. And with them having such a drastic overhaul in their offensive scheme, that's going to create opportunities for guys to work their way into snaps and into the rotation. Now, they've had a lot of injuries, particularly on the offensive line, that have forced players into more playing time than perhaps they thought at the outset of the year. But that's also a powerful motivator. Regardless of what the wins and losses are this year, guys are competing for snaps in this new scheme, offensively and defensively, and that can keep guys very committed, very determined week to week.
Finishing up with the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra, North Carolina and Georgia Tech, 4 o'clock kickoff right here on the Fan on Saturday. what North Carolina did last week. Does Jeff Collins try to use that as fuel, saying, look, anything's possible. Look at what this team was able to do. Everybody counted them out.
Yeah, no question. A 27.5-point underdogs, I believe, to Clemson, and they gave Clemson the scare of their lives on Saturday. That was impressive, and Mack Brown has certainly got the Tar Heels believing. They've got a really dynamic freshman quarterback in Sam Howell who can make throws. It's kind of weird. He gets better deeper in games, and he gets better particularly when the Tar Heels are trailing. They're 2-3, but all five of their games have been decided by 6 points or less. They're down a couple of key players as well on the in the secondary with Miles Wolfolk, their safety. And they've had some issues tackling this year, guys. Let's not forget about that. In spite of some of the good things they've done, they've had some issues with poor tackling. We'll see if Georgia Tech can take advantage of that. But you're right, North Carolina is another team that has a first-year head coach breaking in a new system. And I think Georgia Tech at home with a great Hall of Fame weekend crowd, this would be a great measuring stick for them as they play their first game in the Coastal Division of 2019.
We had a really interesting conversation with Mack Brown. I'll just leave it at this. He did say very good things about Jeff Collins himself and what he believes Jeff Collins will be able to do with the program. Now, sometimes you believe coaches are just saying that because they know they're on in Atlanta. I think Mack Brown's a good enough guy to do that, but I also think that he knows enough about Jeff Collins to be telling his version of a truth.
No question. And Mack understands just how radical a transformation Georgia Tech is undergoing. It's like they're turning a battleship, transitioning out of the option. And I think Mack speaks from experience, guys, because when he was hired at North Carolina in 1988, his first 2 years there, he went 2-20, 1-10 in back-to-back years. By the time he left North Carolina in 1997 to take the Texas job, he had won 20 games in his last 2 years. He understands what this process is about and how Georgia Tech under Jeff Collins is in the very early stages of this turnaround. But he knows his coaching chops, his acumen, the way his teams play with such relentless energy and passion. That's going to pay dividends. We'll see if it can pay dividends this Saturday, but Mack knows where Jeff is in this process because he's lived it, he's walked it, and he's been successful out of it as well.
All right, Andy, we appreciate the time. We'll be listening on Saturday. Hopefully Tech can straighten things out at the expense of the Tar Heels right up the road.
Would love that, guys. Go Jackets, go Braves. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Andy Demetra, 4 o'clock kickoff against North Carolina, 2 o'clock the Yellow Jacket countdown to kickoff right here on The Fan. We